producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. Standing by, we got a very special guest from Edmunds.com. And also, a little later on, we're going to talk about the Chrysler Turbine car. Talk about a very rare and important vehicle in automotive history. Don Jones, CEO of the Old Car Guys, will be guiding us through those waters. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. We're wrapping up with Pam Oates, ASE-certified technician, author of Car Care for the Clueless. And Pam, you were telling us about some of the things that we need to have in our vehicle as we set out to grandma's house or wherever folks are going this holiday season.
Yeah, there's going to be, 100 million of us moving around the U.S. this week and next with the holiday season. And you have a rental car, you have a little backup there, but this is for, you know, the mom and pop going, like you said, to grandma and grandpa's house for the holidays. And if you get stuck on the side of the road, you want to definitely be prepared, especially if you have little ones along with you, or if you have an older adult that has medical issues. Therefore, you're going to want some water, bottled water. You're going to want some sealed snacks in there. Of course, a thermal blanket or two, depending on how big your crew you are taking with you. I always recommend getting one of those little battery backups. You can buy them at the hardware store. You can get them at the home improvement stores. I've seen them in the drug stores. They're very cheap. And, you know, it always seems that when you need your cell phone to call for a little minor emergency or for somebody to pick something up at the grocery store, that cell phone battery is on E. Well, here's our backup. Here's our emergency backup. Another thing, the LED flares. You can buy these great, reusable, non-smoke LED flares. And they're around $10, $12, $14. And you get those at auto parts stores around the corner from your house. Just a few things like this, these items, duct tape. 1,000,001 uses for duct tape. You never know, and let me tell you, duct tape can do a temporary patch pretty quick. And speaking about patch, you get a flat on the side of the road. You know, the new cars are coming with a can of Fix the Flat. I recommend getting a can of puncture sealer for your vehicle because, get off the side of the highway. We want to get you into a safe place if you have to change that tire, if your vehicle has a tire now. Can of puncture sealer, very, very important. And, like I said, if you have little ones, you might want to take a book or two, some crayons or something, because you're going to want to really conserve everything that you can, all that energy you can, in case you need it in an emergency, because unlike the summer getting stuck on the side of the road, in the winter, if it gets cold, other things can happen. And especially if you have a mechanical breakdown where the car won't start so you can warm everybody up, you know, it's very, very important to have this little pack with you.
Outstanding advice as usual. Pam, before we say goodbye for this time, why don't we make sure and give out all of your website information, social media information, whatever you would like.
Well, thank you, Bob. You can always reach me at carcare4clueless.com. We have a link there where you can email me. We have some automotive video for Car Care for Consumers. You don't need to know which end of the wrench to pick up. It's for the consumer. Very, very important. Very important topic in my automotive career. We want the consumer to know what's going on with their cars. And, of course, you can always tweet us at CarCare4Clueless and leave the last S off of Clueless. I don't know why, but that's the way Twitter likes it.
Very good, Pam. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
And thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy New Year. A safe one.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. We now move from one great guest to another great guest. It's been a while since we've had the pleasure of chatting with esteemed automotive journalist Carol Latchett from Edmunds.com, but she is with us right now, feature editor. Carol, welcome back to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, the Consumer Electronics Show is around the bend, and you put together a couple of stories to talk to us about. I've been going to CES for about 20 years or so, and one of the CEX executives said to me 2 years ago, he said, Bob, I came to an electronic show and a car show has broken out. CES has become very much a hot destination for the car companies.
It's true. I mean, we've almost come to the point where cars have become electronics units on wheels. Certainly electronics is always part of the mechanics of a car, but now so much of what a car is involves something other than the act of driving. It may be navigation that you're looking at. You may be wanting to listen to music that's stored on your smartphone. People may be calling you or texting you, or there's just all kinds of electronics that come to us through our vehicles. And what we found is that there's kind of two groups of people who are not acquiring their new car technology through a new car. They may want to bring new technology into an older car and don't know how to do that exactly, what's the best route to take. And then there are people who would just assume that futuristic electronics stay the heck out of their cars altogether.
Well, let's talk about those folks who would like to upgrade their older vehicle, because this can be frustrating. You go to the new car dealership, you check out the latest and greatest from the OEMs, and you're blown away with all this cool stuff that you don't have in your older vehicle. You're not in a position right now to entertain the purchase of an older vehicle, I mean a newer vehicle. So you want to upgrade, you want to add stuff like Bluetooth, a backup camera, heads-up display, I understand, can actually be retrofitted as well, but even the good old, what used to be called stereo, but now infotainment head unit, I understand, can be swapped out in many used models.
Right, they can. So let's talk about the kind of the two approaches to this. And one is the DIY approach, which is you have a car that you like. Let's assume it's already in your garage, or maybe you have your eye on an older car that appeals to you because it's a muscle car, it's a little bit of a classic car, but there are some things you don't want to give up. So the DIY approach is to decide, what's the technology that's most important to you, and then see how you can bring it into the car. And you're right, a new head unit gives you the possibility of bringing Bluetooth functionality or iPod connectivity into your car. For the more basic units will get you that for about $100 to $150 plus installation. And if you're looking for the more advanced technologies such as Apple's CarPlay or Android Auto, you can get that via a more expensive double DIN head unit. Those range from about $550 to more than $1,000 for a top-of-the-line model with satellite-based navigation. But that's something that can just turn your car into something that is almost brand new when it comes to the infotainment capabilities that it has. At Edmunds, we put a new head unit in our 2007 Dodge Charger SRT8, and then, with that managed to get Apple CarPlay and Android Auto in that car. And that's pretty amazing for a car that's of the 2007 vintage.
Yeah, that's really cool, definitely. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk to Carol about technology and some of the hot new cars, if you're a real techie. We've got all that and more straight ahead right here on Auto World.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Across North America, around the world, via GCNLive.com. Thank you so much for being here. Edmunds.com features editor Carol Latchett is with us. We've been telling you about the fact that Edmunds, if you log on to Edmunds.com, you can read an article all about using your older car, your used car, and upgrading it with new tech. And definitely I would recommend you guys checking out that article. Lots of great advice there. Another article that you sent over that I think is very much something that's going to strike a chord with a lot of folks, and that's for those people who are in the used car marketplace. There's some used car technology out there right now that might surprise you. I mean, some of this cool stuff has been around for quite some time and is now filtered down to regular consumers who can potentially purchase this as a used vehicle.
That's right. I mean, it's the latest and greatest is what preoccupies a lot of us, but it takes a while, as you said, for some of the technology to filter down to lower trim levels, which obviously means they're more affordable for people who are car shopping. But people may have forgotten how long some of that technology has actually been around. Backup cameras, you can be found in cars from back to 2010, and they in the 2010 model year, that technology became available as standard or optional equipment in almost 60% of available models. So it's not that difficult to find a backup camera, for example, on an older car. The same goes for Bluetooth. In 2009, 81% of all models offering the technologies either standard or optional equipment, up from 47% the previous year. So 2009 was really the year that Bluetooth broke out. And it's not that difficult to find technologies that are important to you for safety or for convenience in older cars. You probably want to be looking in cars that are, for the latest and greatest, you're going to want to look at cars that are just a couple of years old, however.
Some really good advice, Carol, no question about it. And the other thing that we should touch on is the fact that there are those folks out there who really don't enjoy the technology. They want more of a low-tech car. My wife, for example, I'm fortunate enough, like you guys at Edmunds, that, you know, every week for the last 20 years, I get a new vehicle to evaluate and talk about on the radio and write stories about it. And I just love the technology. I mean, it's to the point where if I get a press vehicle for the week that doesn't have the blind spot indicators, I'm missing that feature. If I get a vehicle that doesn't have some of the advanced technology, I mean, I had a Subaru a few weeks back, you know, with their EyeSight system, which was just remarkable with its adaptive cruise control that was able to actually drive itself in stop and go traffic. I absolutely adore this stuff. But my wife, on the other hand, more of a purist, she likes to drive a stick and she doesn't like a lot of technology. For example, I like a lot of gauges and a lot of ways to monitor the engine. I love the performance pages in the FCA products. That stuff is car heaven for me, but for her, it's a nightmare. So you guys have written a great article about buying a vehicle that is a low-tech car. You know, it's not for everybody. How about yourself? Do you tend to be somebody who likes all the technology, or are you more like my wife who would prefer, you know, just the basics, doesn't like the heads-up display, doesn't like any of that kind of stuff?
I guess I'm sort of in the middle. I mean, I think that Bluetooth is a tremendous advantage for drivers, you know, for any number of reasons. I like to listen to recorded books. So the ability for me to get in my car and instantly be back into a book that I've been listening to around the house is great. It also makes the commute go by a lot more entertainingly. I'm not crazy about cars that have layers and layers and layers of information through which you have to sift to get to something that you're trying to get to. I think there's a level of complexity that's just too much for some people. And frankly, I mean, you, going through some of those menus to find things that you're looking for is fine when you're stopped, but I think the inclination of people to get into, you know, the guts of menus and such when they're driving is extremely dangerous. So I guess I'd like my tech. I like the tech that I like, I guess is what I'm saying, and I think that there can be something as too much technology in a car, but that's really something that the driver has to learn how to manage. I don't think that the car makers are going to pare that stuff back because they're in sort of a features arms race, aren't they? They're trying to bring all this stuff to people because they want more of it, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. People, for the most part, I think, do enjoy the technology. And certainly, all I can think of when I drive some of these vehicles with features, like I mentioned, the adaptive cruise control feature and some of the other safety features, the fact that there are vehicles out there today that, you know, God forbid, you're not looking where you're going and a car stops in front of you. There are a number of vehicles now that will brake themselves. I mean, this is scary to a lot of folks, but it also is going to cut down on accidents, and it's also going to cut down on highway driving fatigue and probably help older drivers as the population ages. This technology is no doubt going to help the older folks.
I think that's true. I think it's going to be a question of whether you can get some drivers to buy into the fact that the car actually performs better than they do. I mean, humans are a pretty vain lot, and I think being told that your car can react better in a situation than you can is something that some people may have difficulty coming to terms with.
And you will find, too, I mean, this is not an exact science. I mean, it's like navigation is wonderful. I love navigation. But, you know, every vehicle that I get with navigation, they're all different in their accuracy. Some are great. Some you can be off by quite a bit. You're telling you to take a turn too soon, and it really messes you up. And the same can be true even on the high end. I know I was driving an absolutely beautiful Mercedes S-Class Coupe, which was just so technologically laden with all kinds of things. But, you know, I was driving it, let's say, rather enthusiastically, and I was in complete control of the vehicle, and yet, you know, it thought I was going to go flying off the road.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we are in a little bit of conflict with our cars sometimes. My navigation system, for example, understands me just fine, but my husband was trying to give it an address in the car yesterday, and it couldn't comprehend what he was saying to it. So that can be very frustrating when you and your technology and your car are not quite on the same page.
Absolutely. Carol, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here on the show. We definitely got to make a date to get you back with us real soon. Keep up all the great work that you and the rest of the team do each and every day at Edmunds.com.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about the Chrysler Turbine car. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's AutoWorldRadio.com. In 2016, we're going to be updating that, upgrading that, and doing a lot more social media stuff, and hopefully diving into the video waters as well. Sliding up to the microphone is one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, and he's got a really cool story to tell us today. The story of a turbine-powered Chrysler. Don Jones, welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing?
Well, doing pretty good. Trying to survive the cold weather and getting ready for Christmas up here in the frosty St. Louis area.
Very good. How's the weather treating you today? Is it definitely getting a little bit chilly?
Well, it's getting a little chilly. I had my two older grandsons up today, and we were decorating the tree out in front of the place I work with Christmas tree lights. And so they were holding a ladder while I was attempting not to fall off of out of the tree or off the ladder. So it went pretty good. Hopefully when I plug them in a little bit from now, they'll all be working.
Very good. You've been a busy guy as usual. Well, this is a great topic. I remember this car as a kid. I had a model of this car, the Chrysler Turbine cars, when I was in Motor Trend, when we had the publication called Motor Trend Classic. One of our editors, Frank Marquez, actually got to drive one of these that is in the possession of the Chrysler folks. But these were automobiles that were powered by gas turbine engines. And I understand, Don, that these were only manufactured for a very brief period of time.
Right, they were. They were manufactured in between 1962 and 1964. And there were a total of 55 prototypes and then 50 production models that were built. I think they were built in Italy and shipped to the United States, where the turbine engines were put in by the Chrysler folks themselves over in Detroit.
And it's interesting that, as you say, only 55 were built.
And I remember seeing one in a movie when I was a little, well, not a little kid, but probably a young teenager in 14 or 15. I think it was called something like Turbo 500 or something like that, with a couple of the local music stars, rock and roll stars at the time, playing in lead roles on the car. And I was always kind of fascinated by it and thought it was going to be a car of the future.
Absolutely. And this was a good-looking car, as a matter of fact. The bodies for the cars.
I'm not sure if you can hear me or not. So usually when this happens, I just continue to talk. And you know, hopefully there's somebody out there listening to me. But as I mentioned before, there were 55 of them made, assembled in Detroit, or the engines assembled in Detroit. And the Chrysler Corporation terminated the project in the late 70s, about 1977. And then of the cars that were designed or built, all but nine of them were destroyed, and mainly because of tax purposes or terror purposes. So I got you back?
Yeah, definitely back here, and that is a shame that they scrapped them, but luckily nine remain, and those are in museums, private collections, and I know Chrysler Corporate at least has one of those. Let's tell everybody about the engine. This is the fourth generation of the Chrysler turbine engine that was utilized in this particular vehicle, and boy, it could turn a whole lot of RPMs.
Oh, my goodness, yes. In the neighborhood of 44,500, it operated in diesel fuel, unleaded gasoline, which was its least fit, well, which I really wouldn't recommend at the time, but unleaded gas, kerosene, JP4, which is a jet fuel or helicopter fuel, vegetable oil, and even perfumes. In fact, the president of Mexico at the time sent up some tequila, and they had a car running on high-octane tequila.
And Chrysler had a claim at the time that the turbine could gulp everything from peanut oil to the perfume Chanel No. 5. That's amazing.
Oh, and, yeah, and that's very, very true. It did have a problem with leaded gas, and that would cause some buildup of residue on the blades themselves, probably from the lead that was used in the gasoline in order to get it a higher octane.
Very good. And one of the things that was, despite the fact this was a really sporty-looking car, it didn't have the rumble of a traditional American muscle machine, an American V8. It had a rather unique sound. Tell our listeners across North America and around the world about the sound that this turbine Chrysler emitted.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a high-speed vacuum cleaner. So it had that more of that whooshing sound, or that the sound of a high-speed compressor as it spun. So it really wasn't a sound that would give more or most of us car guys a warm fuzzy, but I suppose if you were a helicopter pilot or jet pilot, you know, you could equate the sound of a vacuum cleaner, the sound of a turbine, to the power of an aircraft or a jet fighter or a helicopter. So I guess it's just a matter of, you know, learning and readjusting yourself for the time or the sound of the time.
Don Jones is with us. He's the CEO of theoldcardies.com. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations. We so appreciate all of our great affiliate stations and everybody listening around the world, too, at GCNlive.com. If you remember the Chrysler Turbine car and would like to share a memory with us, we would love to hear from you. Right now would be a good time, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Don, tell us a little bit about the startup procedure. I understand that this turbine vehicle had a rather unique process in which the owner would have to go through, the driver would have to go through to fire it up.
Right. It had a little bit of problems at higher altitudes with the starter. It had a combination of starter and generator on it, so that gave some problems at higher altitudes. But generally speaking, the one drawback of the engine was that it took a little bit of time to get it warmed up. And some of the folks that had the opportunity to drive the car we're used to using warming up an engine the standard way of the times, and you know usually that's get a higher RPM out of the engine to get it warmer quicker. But what would happen when you would hit the accelerator on this turbine engine before it was at proper operating temperatures, it would actually cause it to lose the RPM, kind of a flooding process, I would imagine. But although it caused it to lose power, it didn't really cause it to have any problems as far as harming the engine anyway. But once you got this thing up to operating temperature, which was anywhere from about 500 to 2,000 degrees, it pretty well took off like a jet.
Yeah, I know Jay Leno has one of these vehicles, not the Chrysler Turbine, but he has a jet-powered vehicle in his collection and mm-hmm. very much enjoys that. Certainly, on paper, this sounds like just a wonderful idea, but I understand fuel economy-wise, that was one of the reasons why this was killed off. These were not particularly that fuel efficient.
Yeah, they weren't. I'm not really sure what type of mileage it had. The 50 cars that were built, 55 cars were built. 50 of them were sent out for people to drive. 203 families around the United States had the opportunity to drive this car for 3 months.
Hold on, Don.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I wouldn't mind. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love and leaving fast.
Don Jones is with us, CEO of the Old Car Guys, theoldcarguys.com. We're looking back in automotive history at a very, very important vehicle, a very cool vehicle, futuristic vehicle, the Chrysler Turbine car. They were made from 1962 to 1964. Only 55 units were built in a small plant in Detroit, Michigan, five prototypes and 50 production cars. In 1977, the project was terminated, and only nine were saved from the scrap pile, and those are primarily in museums and private collections. And Don, before that hard network break, you were telling us something that I was not aware of, that Chrysler actually gave this vehicle to various families across the nation to test out. Tell us more.
Right. There were 203 families or people that were chosen to drive the car for about 3 months each. And this group of people put 1,100,000 miles on those 50 vehicles. And they had a really pretty good maintenance on them, for a pretty good efficiency with them, accountability or reliability. And they only had about a 4% of downtime for any type of maintenance. I'm not sure if that was serious maintenance or just, you know, things that have a tendency to go out, or back in the 60s, brakes didn't last nearly as long as they do now, so it may have been something like a brake job or something like that. But the other thing is, when you take 50 cars and divide it into 1 million miles, that's over 20,000 miles per car, which is a pretty high mileage in those particular days, where the average car would be driven about 15,000 miles a year. Apparently, these guys that had these cars really worked them out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was not aware of the fact that Chrysler did that reach out program with this very futuristic vehicle. Again, if anybody has a memory of this, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Or you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Don, have you ever seen one of these vehicles in person?
Well, actually, I've had the pleasure a couple times, and we have one here in St. Louis at our automotive museum here. But when you sent me over to what's the show over in Jacksonville?
The Island show. Concours? Yeah.
Right, yeah. Because remember, we set up an interview with one of the people that worked at the Chrysler Museum, and he had actually brought one of these to Amelia Island show, and it was showing it off. And I happened to run into a buddy of mine at the show, a guy named Mike Mann, who did the restoration work on the one that's in the museum. We were able to put those two guys together, so they could, talk some nuts and bolts, so to speak, about those cars. So, I had a lot of first-hand information coming from both of those guys, and then, of course, I was invited up to the Chrysler Museum, but I haven't had a chance to get up there. But I'm sure that one of my assignments in the near future will be to get up there for you and do some interviews.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit more about the design of the vehicle. Again, this was styled in Italy, and I understand the turbine car was actually at the 1964 New York World's Fair, which back in that era, the World's Fair in New York was a big deal.
Yeah, it was. And the car, it just had a rocket-looking design to it. Some people thought that the taillights were actually the exhaust for the turbine engines, and there was a little bit of spirit surge before people became accustomed to the car or got to know the car, that walking behind it might, singe your hair a little bit. I think one of the things that helped kill this thing was that the cost was $50,000 back in the 1960s, and that's about the equivalent now of about $380,000.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure if they would have been able to work that price down where the average person could have afforded one back then.
That is so true. I didn't realize that it was priced at such a high point. Inside the vehicle, the outside was beautiful, a two-door hard-top coupe inside, four individual bucket seats, and it was loaded with all kinds of power goodies, everything, power steering, power brakes, windows, and it had a rather unusual rear treatment on the car. When you looked at this car from the back, it definitely was reminiscent of a jet plane or even a military vehicle.
Yeah, it was. Again, the back tail lights were round and looked like a jet exhaust. The backup lights were large and mounted inside the chrome sculpted bumper. It was just a beautiful car. Power steering, power brakes, used a torque-like transmission. Used a lot of electrical components that were rather unique for the day. Instead of having a little tiny light bulb in the dash, it actually ran a system where it would generate 100 volts of electricity to pass this higher voltage through these special plastic layers, causing them to glow in a greenish-blue light. So you had that kind of eerie-looking dashboard going for you. Of course, instead of a water gauge, it had a turbine intake temperature gauge, and it was in increments of 500,000, 1,500, and 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So it kind of had a little bit of a rocket ship look and probably a feel to it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's remarkable, that the gauge readings going up to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's touch a little bit more on the overall response to this vehicle. It seems like the public was very curious about this car, and do you think part of the reason that Chrysler did this was not only to investigate the technology, but also just for general public relations to show that they were on the cutting edge of things?
Yeah, I think so. There was a lot of innovation going on at that time. If you think back, and people in the audience, if you think back to the 60s, there was just a really neat thing going on in the design of the bodies of automobiles, but also with the engines. The muscle car era was the dawning. Engines, the gas piston engines were getting bigger and bigger and more powerful. And this, in some ways, seemed to be an alternative to that. And I remember the movie. I think it was Fireball 500 was the name of that movie. And they were using the car as a race car, and the acceleration of it was supposed to be significantly better than a piston-driven engine. I'm not sure what the reality was between the car and the movie and the actual German car, but it definitely had my interest peaked back in those days. I was probably a freshman or sophomore in high school, and I figured that this was the cutting edge of technology. And by the time I was old enough and had a good job, that I thought I'd be driving one of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. A listener just sent me a link to Jay Leno. Thank you to Steve White, who just sent me a YouTube link. If you go to YouTube and search for Jay Leno's Garage and the Chrysler Turbine, there is a great piece up showing Jay driving the car. I believe Jay is a jet-powered motorcycle. I don't believe he's got the Chrysler Turbine in his own personal collection, but
Yeah, I've been keeping the Jay Leno Garage episodes, but I haven't had a chance to look through them. So I really don't know if he did one on any kind of a turbo car or a motorcycle. But I do know that if somebody says there's one in a private collection, my first thought is it's probably Jay Leno's private collection. I think of Mr. Leno as being one of the best proponents or classy cars that we have out there. And hopefully one day I'll run into him at one of these events and have an opportunity to chat with him.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have to get you out to the garage too. That will be one of the things we'll work on in the year to come. Let's make sure and give out that telephone number real quick, Don.
Right, the old car guys is 314-306-7507, or just go to theoldcarguys.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Don.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.